A dream can be anything, whether yours is to start a business, be in a healthy relationship, pursue your dream career, or to get right spiritually. Every week, the Dream Check podcast brings you advice, encouragement, and real-life insight from people who are living their dreams to the fullest. I'm Nicole Ivanoff, an established international wedding photographer, a wife, a dog mom, coffee enthusiast, but most famously known for my sweatsuit collection. Like you, I have so many dreams, some of which I've lived out and others I'm still pursuing daily. I'm a girl from suburban Detroit who's made her way out to LA, and although I'm no guru, I have a heart to empower, activate, and sharpen those dreams that may be lying dormant in your life. If I or anyone who comes on this podcast can do it, so can you. Welcome to the show, time to check in. What's up, friends? Welcome back for another episode on the Dream Check podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Ivanoff. Gosh, on today's episode, I'm so pumped. I have my very new friend, Brooke Anderson, on the show. I actually found her through Instagram. She came up on my For You page. It was the cutest reel. Can't remember what it's about, but it was very Jesus, and I just loved it. So we reached out to have her on the show, and I'm so pumped for you guys to hear it. She is literally the sweetest soul. She is a student at ASU, majoring in communication and digital audiences, which is so cool. She has also built a social media agency called Sister Social with her sister. So fun. She has a career in youth ministry as a middle school girls director. So in today's episode, we pretty much talk about all those topics. Brooke shares how she ventured into her own business during college and the blessing of closed doors in the midst of all of it. We talk on the difference of God's voice versus our own, how to surrender our plans to God, and the importance of godly community. This girl is so talented and so anointed. She is so well-spoken, and I'm so excited for you guys to hear this episode. Let's check in and welcome Brooke to the show. Hi, how's it going?
Good. How about you?
So good. I'm glad we got to very briefly chat before recording this.
Yeah, I loved it. We got to get to know each other a little bit.
Yes. I'm like, whenever I interview someone that I literally don't know them at all, it's so hard for me to not ask questions before we start recording. But then I'm like, wait, no, ask that them on the show, because then that's very organic.
Totally. You're like, save it. Save the content.
Exactly. Yeah. Anyway, you guys, this is Brooke. I found her on Instagram. She had some like cute Jesus reel on my For You page, and I was like, oh my gosh, she has to come on the podcast. She's so cute. So we'll dive in. Tell us a little bit about who you are, and then we'll go into the burning question.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. I'm Brooke. A little bit about me. I'm 21. I am currently in my last semester at ASU. I'm finishing online. So finishing in a major of communications and then minoring in digital audiences. So kind of the marketing realm of all of that. I tell everyone that they're like, oh, I don't know what that is. But more the like marketing side of things. I also have my own social media management business, which has been like a year and a half now that I've started that, and I own that with my sister, which is so fun. We're like best friends. People all the time are like, how do you work with your sister? Like, I literally,
oh my gosh.
And I was like, me and her don't fight. I know it sounds really weird, but we are like best friends. So that's awesome. And then I'm also at my local churches, I'm on the youth ministry staff. So I am the middle school girls coordinator. So doing a little bit of everything. So yeah, I'm just finishing up school and then running my social media management agency and then also just youth ministry staff. So that's been so cool.
I love that. Also, I'm 11 years older than you, which I'm sitting over here like, oh my gosh, I'm so old. You are so young and youthful. And oh my gosh, that's amazing. I love that you're 21 and like starting your own business. Like, I feel like that's so common these days. Like, just with digital marketing and social media, like, it is such a platform for young people to really like, I act like I'm 40, okay? Like, I'm not old. But no. It's a platform for where people can really like dive into stuff like that in college and like honestly generate an income at a young age. Obviously, we're seeing it all over TikTok, right? All over all platforms. But that's incredible. That's amazing. I want to dive into like the sister thing in a little bit. I have a twin, and like, we didn't even get along until we were like 27 years old. And so it's amazing that you guys are our best friends. Okay, let's dive into the first question I ask every guest, which is, what is a dream that you have right now? It can be literally anything.
Thinking about like what I have for a dream now, because I'm kind of working in like my dream career. So that has been so cool and such a blessing. But I think my biggest dream this year is to just travel, because a lot of times like it's like the excuse of like not having money or the time. My God place is nature and just being out and getting to see his like creations and his glory. And so I love traveling, and even if that's like a day trip or a week trip, but I'm planning on going to Israel this year with my mom. So that is like a huge dream that I'm trying to fulfill, and I'm so excited. But honestly, just like taking time to like appreciate the beauty around me and traveling. So I think that's my biggest dream this year, is just to take time and not make excuses to go and travel.
Honestly, it's the best time to do it. I pretty much started traveling right after college. Like, it ended up being for work. But that was like also one of my biggest dreams, is to kind of get out and see the world. Like, my parents are in their 50s and they've never, like, besides like Mexico, been out of the country. And I'm like, gosh, like, I don't want that to be me. Like, I want to like travel around. And Israel's on my bucket list. That is literally so incredible. I was actually just telling my husband, he wants to like go to Australia and all these fun places. And I'm like, oh, when I think of Australia, I just think of like sharks and like tarantulas. Like, I have no desire to go to Australia. Yeah. And then there was like this other historic place that he wanted to go do. And I was like, I don't really like, I've like Rome, like, I don't really need to see these old buildings. Like, I don't really care. Like, I can Google a picture and like see it. But I'm like, one cool historic thing I'd love to do is like be where Jesus was. Like, to me, that would just be like so... Gosh, I can't imagine like the Holy Spirit presence there.
Yeah, and I've never related to you more. Like, I feel bad when I'm like, oh, like, I could pass on like going to the museum or like the historical context of things. I'm like, oh, I don't know, like I'd rather go to the beach or something. But
totally. Yeah,
like, I think that it just like makes the Bible come to life. Like, you can read stories on the paper and like you can read it over and over, but like seeing it like in person, like I feel like it just like makes the story come off the pages. So I'm just so excited. I've never been, and it's been on my bucket list. And I know I'm only 21, but I'm like, best.
You're
going to
do it.
I'm going to do it.
You are going to do it. So tell us a little bit about like your career path and how you started venturing into having your own business with your sister. Like, where did that dream come from?
Absolutely. Okay. So kind of going into school, I was planning on going to broadcast journalism because I was like, I'm going to be a news anchor. I love public speaking. I love doing that. I'm like, that's what I'm going to do. And I met with like a lot of mentors in the industry, and just kind of like hearing more about it, I just had this like unsettling feeling about it in my stomach that I was just like, oh, like, I just don't know if this is where I'm supposed to step into. And so looking at schools to transfer, like the journalism school that I was going into, I didn't get in. And so, because they only let in like 9 transfer students because of the whole like pandemic. And that was like kind of the turning point of being like, okay, like I feel defeated, but at the same time, I'm feeling like God is switching my path. So in that time, I was like, okay, I'm going to switch my major and I'm going to go into communications. And my dad always has been like my biggest inspiration. He owns his own business and he's like, girls, you need to go into social media. Like, everyone's using it. Everyone needs it. He goes, people like my age, they don't know what the heck they're doing, but they need it. So they like need help.
So true.
Like, you're right. I was like, okay. And so then I was like, I'm still in school. Like, what the heck? Start my own business. Like, that is not the path, which like I realize, don't put limits on yourself. And so then I actually ran into someone on TikTok. Her name is Sky. And she does social media management. And she was like, put up a TikTok, and I messaged her and I was like, hey, would you be down to like have a call to like pick your brain about the industry? And she was like, absolutely. So we hopped on a call. We talked for like 2 hours, just like going back and forth.
Oh my gosh, what a sweetheart.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, she was the best. And I walked inside from that call because I was like outside, like on this call. And I was like, Kylie, I'm doing this. That's my sister. I'm like, Kylie, I am doing this. Are you hopping on board? Because I am on fire. Like, I'm so excited. And literally that night we created our logo, our name, which is Sister Social. And we were just like, let's do this. And within like the week, we kind of just got it started. And then we like reached out locally to different companies, just kind of like getting our foot in the door, which just started to blossom, and word of mouth kind of went off. And also just through social media. And now we're doing places in Vancouver, Washington, and Flagstaff, Arizona. And so it has just been such a blessing to see how God moves and how he grows. Mm-hmm. And we get to work remote and I get to work with my best friend. And just so being awesome. Able to like do that together and like build your dream of like where you want it to be. And in my own mind, I was like, I am way too young for this. I am still in school. Like, I don't know what the heck I'm doing. And I kind of realized that when starting something new, everyone's kind of on the same boat of that. Like, no one really knows exactly what to do until they step in and like take that step. And it has been a journey. There is challenges, of course, that come up throughout it, but the gifts and the blessings and just the joy that comes from it, I just have that peaceful feeling of God being like, yeah, this is it. Like you can grow something that is so big with your family. And it's just been so, so cool and fun.
That's incredible. I have so many questions. starting with, I feel like a lot of like my listeners are around your age. What would you say, or I guess talk about the beauty of a closed door, because you had thought, you know, journalism, broadcasting was going to be your thing. And then you didn't get into the program, which I'm sure you were like, God's got my back on this. I'm for sure going to, I got favor. Like God's going to open this door. Yeah. And then when that didn't happen, like just kind of paved the way for God to do something else in your life, which is what you're doing now. So what would you say is the blessing, and how would someone navigate a closed door that they thought was not going to close?
Yeah. I think the biggest misconception that people will hear when it's like, oh, it's okay. Like I have joy in Jesus. I have faith in Jesus and I'm going to worship him throughout every circumstance. And people will think that like, if a door closes, it's like, whew, praise Jesus. Like, this is great. God, you're good. Like it is so normal to feel those emotions of confusion and of defeat and just feeling like, God, where are you? I don't hear your voice and feeling that those emotions, because like Jesus felt those here on earth as well. But it's knowing that like my joy in Jesus, sometimes I can be lost and I can be confused, but knowing that he isn't going to lead me astray, that sometimes we have this vision, this dream that is like, this is my path. This is exactly where I'm supposed to go. And God has something completely different for us. And we don't realize it until that door opens and we're like, oh, okay, God, like I see what you're doing there. I see why you closed that door. It's so much easier said than done. Like it's so much easier to be like, oh, it's fine. Like I just know God's going to open a door. Because in the moment, like, it is confusing and you kind of are like in a crossroads of being like, okay, I didn't get into this school. So like, what do I do now? Like, God, I need to kind of make a decision now. And it's learning to be patient because he knows exactly where you need to step into. And sometimes he has to close a door to be able to open a new one. So learning to just like surrender in those emotions, surrendering in the confusion and knowing that he is not going to lead me astray and that the door he's going to open is 10 times more beautiful than you would have ever imagined this other path. And so learning to kind of be like, okay, God, I know all this time I'm saying you have a plan for me. I know that you're going to open doors, but like learning how to step back when one closes and like learning how to transition and not let it bring you down. And instead being like, okay, this closed. Now I'm going to open my eyes even wider to seeing where you're going to step me into. I always had this like, God, I cannot hear your voice. Like, God, I do not know where you are. I do not know where I should step into or move. And I really came to a big realization that I was not letting him speak, that I was like, God, I don't hear your voice. But my own mind was like, this is what I'm supposed to do. This is the path I'm supposed to walk into. And I was just giving God commandments when he was like, Brooke, I have something else for you. I need you to just kind of take a step back and let me talk. Like, let me fill you. Let me fill you with peace. Let me fill you with the Spirit, like the Holy Spirit, to walk into that door that I want you to. And I realized that I was like, okay, I need to stop talking sometimes to myself and like creating my own path, because he has something planned for you that is so glorious and so beautiful that you won't know until you step into. But when you step into it, like you will be able to feel him surrounded in the whole situation, whole environment. So my advice is just to surrender to him and let him move because he has something really, really beautiful for you.
There's so much to unlock in that because I love everything you just said can literally relate to anything in life. It'd be a boyfriend if God's trying to close that door, friendships, a job, like even in my own life, like I made my own plans about when I was going to be pregnant and like when I, you know, that whole thing. And yeah. And I literally to the point, like I made my own plans to the point where I didn't even book any jobs for this January, February, and March because I was like, nope, I'm going to be pregnant. I'm going to have a baby and I'm going to need this time off. So I'm not going to book anything because most of my clients book me like 9 months to a year in advance. And then God was just like, LOL, like I have a better plan for you. And yeah. I was kind of wrestling with it. Like I was like, but God, this is my plan. And he's like, but remember, like, remember that relationship that had I not closed that door, like you wouldn't be where you are today. Had I not closed this door and this door, and not to say God is like closing the door to my dreams of pregnancy, but it is surrendering within his timing and trusting that whatever he has planned is 10 times better than what I have planned. And so just giving that to him and letting him open that door when it's my child's stories are already written, you know? And so just letting that story unfold and not me trying to write my own. So such a good, that was, you explained that so well. Thank you. That was so great.
Yes. Yes.
So what would you say to someone maybe in college or navigating that season of like they don't really know what they're supposed to do or maybe they have dreams and ideas and they were in the same boat as you of like, oh, I can't do this. Start my own business. I'm only 21. I'm still in college. Like, how do you balance it all? And what advice would you give to someone who maybe wants to do something as well, like a, start a dream they have?
Yeah, absolutely. My biggest advice is don't build your life on someone else's expectations because out of school, like out of going out of high school.
The church stuff.
There is this whole expectation that's like, you have to go to a 4-year and you have to have the college experience and you have to know exactly what you want to do. And you have to be able to just like navigate your entire life by the time you graduate. And when I graduated out of high school, I was like, or I guess a little bit before when I had to make a decision, I literally dragged my parents on like 10 different college campuses because every campus I did not feel at peace about it. I was like, this is just not my school. Like, it's okay. This one is going to be it. And I'd walk on that campus and I would be like, okay, this one's not it either. And I started like panicking. Like I was like, oh my gosh, I am not finding my school. I am running out of time. But I was the grade A try-hard student that I was like, I have a 4.1 GPA. I'm in class president. I'm like, I am not going to my junior college. Like I worked way too hard for this. And so I was like, I am going to force myself to go to school. Like I got this. And I kept going on college campuses and I was like, oh my gosh, God. Okay. I need to walk on one and feel your presence. Like I need to know this is where I need to go. And it just didn't happen. And I was like, oh. And my, like, I just realized that I was building expectations of going away off of someone else, like what other voices were telling me. And I realized that I had to make a choice that was best for me. In that time, I had to make what was best for me because that's my journey with God and someone else's journey is completely different. So that's not to say that if you go to a 4-year, you're not going to be able to see God move because that is your journey with God. But I had to realize that I needed to listen to my journey with God. And so when I had to decide, I literally decided on the last day possible to go to my junior college because I was like, one, I'm just not ready to go away. And two, I feel like God is using me in this space, in this area. And I'm going to just sit in it and I'm just going to see what he does because I just feel that's where I feel most at peace. And that is the voice that I need to listen to. But I literally was like, Mom, I don't even want a graduation party. I don't want anyone to know I'm going to my junior college, which is so lame, by the way, JC all the way. And I was like, you are ridiculous. And I was like, I just feel like I tried way too hard to like succumb to going to a JC. And she was like, your hard work was not for nothing. And where you go does not define who you are either. And it was a great option because one semester in, the pandemic hit and I was literally only in person for classes for a month. And then everyone went online and I was like, oh my gosh, God, you are the best. Like, I was like kind of being like, oh my gosh, like that is why I went to
that
go away.
That is so funny.
But I used that as a crutch almost to tell people, I was like, oh, you know, like I went to a JC because of the pandemic. Like I didn't transfer to a 4-year because of the pandemic. I almost used it as a crutch. And I was like, that is not the reason I stayed home. Like I kind of like had to take a step back and I was like, that is not my path. And that is not an excuse I want to make because I stayed here because God was using me in different ways, because I started my business with my sister that I would have ever done if I went away. And then I also got a job on youth ministry that at first I was like, God, you want me in ministry? Like, what the heck? And he was like, yep, step into it. And it has been the coolest thing ever. I find so much joy through that, and also have a 3-year relationship that I wouldn't have had either if I went away to school. And just showing that my crutch isn't because of worldly circumstances that happen, but because of God's voice to step into that. And so I think my biggest advice, like when going to school and like trying to navigate that crazy 4 years of being like, you need to know exactly what you want to do, you need to know exactly where you want to go, is just listening to God's path for you. Because if he puts something on your heart, go full steam for it and don't let other people's expectations stop you from that or feel insecure about it, because you ultimately, your testimony can never be taken away from you. And it's always, I think that is like something really powerful that God has shown me, that your testimony can help someone else. Your story can help someone else. And so why are you going to try to rewrite someone else's? Go down the path that God is writing for you so you can be a testimony to someone else that is going through that, that is trying to navigate that. And if you have a dream, say like if you wanted to start your own business or step into that job that you're really wanting to, go for it. Because I think the biggest thing that I realized was nothing is permanent. That if you step into it and you're like, ugh, I don't know if this is it, we got other paths, we got other avenues that we can step into. But if it is on your heart, there is a reason it's on your heart, and you won't know if that door is supposed to be open for you unless you step through it. Sometimes it's like, God, like, I don't know. I don't hear your voice. I just want this. I want this really bad, but I don't know if I should. And I think I had to realize that he was holding my hand the whole way. And he was like, Brooke, I need you to take a step. Like, I got you. You are not going to fall, but I need you. Hold my hand and let's just take a step forward, because I think you're going to see something really, really cool come out of it, which happened. And I think that is the biggest thing I learned, a lesson I learned, is to not lessen your story or lessen your purpose or that passion you have because of other voices, the worldly voices, because truly God's voice is the only one that matters. And he is the one that's going to guide you into something really, really beautiful. So if you are in that area of trying to decide where to go to school or what to do, I just encourage you to step into what your heart is telling you, because I think something really cool could come out of it.
So many good things. You're so well spoken, by the way. You're a phenomenal speaker and you say so many good things that I'm like, gosh, what was that she just said? Because then you've already said something else great that I want to touch on. But yes, so I'm so thankful you're on the show right now. I love it. Like you touched on, like, God, first of all, God can't move unless we move. So we, it's like chess, like we kind of have to make the first move and then God moves and then we move and then God moves. And so if you have a dream, if you have, you know, a vision, or you're afraid to start something, it's like God's going to be with you. He's not going to leave you, but you have to move. Like, make the Instagram account for the business, do one step and then watch God move, and then take another step and watch him move. And you've seen that unfold in your own life. Something else that I think is really cool that I'd love to get your advice on for those listening, but you had mentioned earlier that at one point in your journey, you were like, oh, I'm not hearing from God, or I don't know if he's here. How do you tap into, because God's always there and he's always like speaking to us. So how do you tap into that, like hearing what's from God and what's not? Is my dream from God, or is it something that I selfishly want to do for myself, because also we have to remember that our purpose is almost always, actually not almost, it's always for someone else. Like our story, mm-hmm. our purpose, what God has designed us to do is inevitably to bring people closer to Him. And Absolutely. So how do you distinguish God's voice versus our own voice, essentially?
Yeah. And that is something that I was like really hard, and I think is still can be hard to navigate, of being like, okay, I think I want this, but like, is this from God? Like, I don't know if this is what I'm supposed to do. And I think it's tapping into one, if it's like, okay, I don't know if this is from God. If you don't feel at peace about it, it is most likely not from Him. If you are feeling this like overwhelming peace over you of stepping into, that is such a cool way that God speaks to us to like step into that. But also like looking into like, okay, why do you want to step into this? It's like looking at the why of like why I want to do this. Is this for my own like selfish motives of being like, oh no, like this is going to point all the fingers towards me and like this is going to give me all the mm-hmm. glory? Or is it, okay, if I step into this, this could be something really cool that will impact others to see Jesus's light, that in whatever I'm doing, because ultimately I'm just a girl that is working and doing things. But if people can see me working and being a positive impact and can see Jesus's light off of me, then that is ultimately all I want to be doing. And that is like a huge thing in ministry. It's so hard to like be there and being like, okay, like, is this where I need to step into? And it's realizing that if you're giving a sermon or if you're leading a group or X, Y's and Z's of ministry, is pointing the finger to Jesus. Like when I get up and give a sermon, I joke that, I mean, it's not a joke, but I go up there and I don't really remember what I say because Jesus just kind of takes over. And like my mom, after, she's so cute, she'll be like, did you say like blah, blah, blah? Cause I'll like go through the sermon. I'm like, Mom, I can't even tell you, because
that's so funny.
It's like all Jesus. And in what you're doing, you're not going to question it. That in what you're doing, you're not going to feel unease. Of course, life is stressful and those things are always going to come. So if you feel like stressed or overwhelmed, it's not, it doesn't mean it's like not from God. It just, wherever the area you're in, God is moving that and He's moving it forward.
Yeah.
That's not stagnant and it's not moving backwards or pointing the fingers at you. And it's like, okay, like I find so much joy in this and I want to let His light shine through what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And so I think just like, navigating that is really hard sometimes. And like navigating His voice versus our voice, it's hard. But I think just tapping into being like, okay, why do I want to step into this? Why am I getting called to this? And instead of like being like, okay, God, I don't know if I'm going to do this, kind of just talk to Him and pray and be like, God, I am very passionate about going forward, or I just feel this draw to go forward into this area, into this job, into this school. But if this is your will, open doors. And it is kind of crazy what happens when that happens, because if it is His will and it is His way, He is going to open doors for you. And it's just like kind of surrendering and taking a step back instead of like putting it in your hands, put it in His. And it's like, I want to step into this, but if this is your will and your way, open the doors for it. And if it's not, close them and I will go another way. I think that is the biggest way, is to just talk to Him, because I think that it's so easy throughout life, throughout trying to figure out what to do, that we are trying to figure it all out on ourselves. And that can be so hard. Like that just creates so much burden, that causes so much weight. And it's remembering that it's not on us, that we do not have to make all the decisions and that we don't have to try to figure it all out, because we can't, because we have limits, but we have someone that will take that weight off of our shoulders and He will open the door for you that is for His will, and He'll close ones that He knows that is not in your path. So I think that is my biggest advice, is just talk to Him and ask Him to open those doors for you.
I love it. And He's like, we have limits, but God is limitless, which is like why you want to partner with Him when it comes to like your dreams.
Absolutely.
Something you said, and I think that a lot of times we think of, oh, it's only for God if it's like ministry related. So like someone on the outside, I would say, oh, she's in youth ministry. That makes sense. Like that's doing God's work. But I think a lot of times we forget that, like, no, God wants to be in all the other things too. Like God wants to be in your marketing business. God wants to be in your modeling career. God chooses specific people to be in specific industries to be a light in those areas. And I think sometimes we get caught up and it's like, oh, well, this dream is silly. Like, how could this bring God glory? Because you're the creator of it and God created you and you're going to use God morals and standards to run this business and it's going to open doors for other people. And again, it's always about other people. And so you explained all that so, so well. Okay, going back to Sister Social, what's the ultimate dream with that?
I want to build an agency where that I can get to a point where I can grow our team, because me and Kylie, it's just us doing it, which obviously two girls cannot take on the whole
everything
scheme of our dream. Right. We're like, we can only do so much. We have limits. So our dream is to build it to an agency where we can build a team that can go and reach so many more people. So because we can only do so much, and I want to help as many companies as we can through social media management. And so our ultimate dream is to hire a team on and be able to grow it into something that is really cool. So I think, it's just to keep pushing forward and promoting us. But then also just building a strong team of individuals that all have different strong suits. Some is graphic design, some is photography, some's copywriting, and so just ultimately building up a team that we can build an agency out of. So that is the ultimate dream goals of that.
I love it. And if you ever need any advice, that's literally what my husband's company is. They have a full team social media marketing agency. And they have creative directors, they have copywriters, they have graphic designers, photographers, videographers. So once you get to that point, which I know you will, he's an open book. I'm pimping him out.
Thank you. That's so cool. that was awesome.
Something you said, when you build your life on God, God builds your life. How does that mindset and belief guide you through your career? I know you kind of touched on that a little bit, but if you just want to put more emphasis on that.
Totally. I had to realize that I needed to stop building my own life, that I needed to stop putting expectations on what I thought was best. Because when I am very much a planner, so I like to have everything set in stone of my exact path and everything. But I realized that life happens, and sometimes your expectations and your path that you have built will completely explode in front of your face. And so it's realizing that I don't have control. And that is almost peaceful to know that I have someone else that is looking out for me, because when life does happen and something explodes and it's all on me, I'm going to be looking it straight in the face and be like, oh my gosh, what do I do? I had this picture in my brain that I knew exactly where I was supposed to go. But when that happens, or when it doesn't go our way, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm so lost. But we have someone that isn't lost, and we have someone that lights up the darkness. And so I had to realize that all the expectations I put in my brain of what exactly what I was going to do, where I was going to go, I had to realize that I needed to stop building my own, and I needed to let God start building my path, because ultimately He knows our best path. He knows our best route. And so building our life on what God is calling us to do is ultimately going to bring us the ultimate joy that we are looking for, and people, and reaching people that we thought it may not have ever been able to. Like we were kind of talking about, it's like, you don't have to work in ministry to spread Jesus's light and love. And I think a big thing that is people I don't know how to spread God's love. I don't know how to spread that, because it's not Jesus being you need to go up to people and be hey, have you ever heard about Jesus? Let me tell you about him.
Totally.
Just being a light and being around, when someone is around you, they feel just overwhelmed with love and comfort and joy. And they go, what does she have that I am searching for, that I am, that I need something to fill? And she finds joy even when there is something bad going on, that she has comfort, that she has peace when the path is very blurry. And what is that? Why does she see that way? And it's stepping into that. And so building your life on God, definitely takes us on turns and surprises that sometimes we're like, whoa, God, what are you doing? But he knows the way and that he is not going to let us stumble on the rocks throughout the way. And realizing that we don't need to be in control, and it is almost a weight that is lifted off of us when we know that someone else is writing a story and has a beautiful plan for us.
So good. And honestly, I am literally a poster child for the example you just gave about before I got saved, and I was 27 when I got saved. It was through someone else that had that like joy of the Lord, that had that like going through a tragedy and still has joy. And I literally looked at that person and I was like, what do you have? Like, what is on you? Like, what?
Yeah.
Who is God? Like, there is something about you so attractive that I want it. And I think that's also like even just the favor on the lives of people who walk with God, like closely walk with God and are obedient. Like people will be like, my gosh, like she's got a lot of good things going on. Like whatever she's doing, I want to partner with whoever she's partnering with, you know? Yes. And it's God. Like, and when all the glory goes back to God, I feel like that's why God gives favor to his children who glorify him, because he knows he's going to get all the glory at the end of the day for it.
Totally.
So good. So what advice would you give someone who is looking to start their own business and that, you know, they're maybe around 20, 21 years old, young, and has the same fears of like, oh, I'm so young, I wouldn't even know where to start. What advice would you give them on where to start?
First, start, because do it and don't look back. Go full steam. Don't question it. Don't second guess it. Go for it, because you don't know until you know. So my advice is please step into it, because there could be something so cool that happens out of it. But the logistics and the realistics behind it of like, okay, how the heck do I do that? Is like seeking or it's like seeking how to do that. And so like I reached out to someone that was already doing that. So if anyone has any questions, please ask me. I would love to help you.
I love no matter that.
But go and like search advice from someone, because people that are in like the industry that you're wanting to go into, like they're going to want to help you. And so ask questions, see how they started, see the foundation that they had to build it. Like we were talking about a little bit earlier, it's like, okay, first step, create the name, create the logo, and then create the Instagram, because starting it out is the first step. Taking that leap of being like, okay, like I am going to build the little building blocks of this company, and then we're going to see where it goes. Because I definitely was so hesitant for so long about it until I talked to someone and got that like passion in my heart and sat down for hours that night and was just cranking things out, the logo, the name. Then I was like, okay, let's do this. And then it's just like simply reaching out. So I don't know what industry maybe you are thinking when you're listening that you're wanting to step into, but whatever that is, like reach out for resources, reach out to people that are also in that, and they will share kind of the guide blocks to start it. Then it's just going to kind of trickle into something really cool. But my biggest advice is step into it, reach out to someone that is in that industry, marketing, social media, please reach out. I'd love to help. But, and then just start slowly building those foundations, and then it'll create a domino effect to create something really cool. So my advice, step into it. Don't look back. Do it.
So simple, but everything you said, I would give the exact same advice. Like you just have to start. And it's crazy. Like I think of this podcast, like when I started this podcast, I had no clue what I was doing. I was like, I'm so technologically challenged. Like I have to have my producer on the beginning of every call to still help me figure out the sound, because I have no clue what I'm doing. But it's now been over a year and I'm feeling like I'm getting in my groove. So don't be discouraged. Like you're not going to get it right away. It's like starting a new job. Like the jitters, the first day of the job is like, I have no idea what I'm doing. But then a year into the job, you're like, I could run this place with my eyes closed, you know? Yes. And so it's really just like getting started and having faith that God has you, and then faith in yourself that you can do hard things, because we can do hard things because we have God at our side.
And knowing it's like okay, like not to have all the answers, and like it's okay to like not know it all, because no one does. Like everyone's on the same boat. So just knowing that it's like okay not to know that.
And it's okay to fail, because guess what? Then we can be like, okay, that's a closed door, but now I've learned X, Y, and Z to take with me to the next door that God opens.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's navigate a little towards the topic of friendships. What is your experience here? I know a lot of girls, I feel like having intimate, like, girl relationships, friendships, where there's trust and it's just great community. What is your experience with that?
Absolutely. Well, full transparency, I struggled a lot with friendships, like, growing up in, like, middle school and high school, and just trying to, like, find those, like, genuine friends that, like, not the friends that, like, you just, like, sit with at lunch or, like, have small conversation with and just, like, surface level friendships, but, like, the genuine friendships that, like, care for you and, like, they're going to call you out when, like, they want to protect you or see something that's best for you and, like, praise for you. And that was really, really hard throughout high school and middle school growing up. And honestly, the only reason in my mind I wanted to go away to school was to find a community. And I quickly realized that you cannot go to school just to find friends, because that is not what college, it's literally to go get a degree. But I realized that, like, I couldn't build that, and that, like, God didn't have to send me to a different state, a different city to find friends. And I literally at one point I was like, what? Is it me? Like, am I doing something wrong? Like, I don't know why I'm struggling so much with friends, because, like, we see so many scenarios where, like, people or girls will have, like, a strong core group all throughout school and, like, they're besties forever. And then it's like, okay, I only have one best friend that I still have from high school. Lily, I love you. But like, I only have, like, one super close friend out of high school that I was like, okay, like, I need friendship, but I don't know where to find it, because I feel like I've searched everywhere here. And that is when I learned that, like, God sometimes has to wait to place you in the area that he's going to introduce you to those friends. And I realized that I needed to stop giving timeline on when I was supposed to find my forever friends or the genuine friendships that I was searching for. Because throughout high school, like, it is hard. Girls are mean. Guys are mean. There's drama.
Everyone's mean.
Everyone's mean, like, oh my gosh. But it's so hard to, like, find that, like, core group of friends that, like, lifts you up, that keeps you accountable, that lifts or that, like, is there no matter what. And it wasn't until I stayed home and then I joined, like, a young adults group at my local church that I was, like, forced to go to. My mom was like, you and Kylie are going, like, just go, like, try it out. And, like, even the first time, we're like, I don't know if this is for us. Like, I don't know. And it wasn't until my best friend from high school, she came home from college and she was like, want to go with me? And I was like, sure. Like, I've already kind of tried it out. But literally that day I ran into, like, 10 other people I knew from just, like, growing up. And I was like, what the heck? Like, what are you guys doing here? And it was just like, it all started to click. And then I met literally my core group of friends that I had at this young adults group. And I was like, oh my gosh, these girls are so cool. They support me. They love me. They pray for me. They call me out when I need accountability. And I was like, okay, God, like, I see you. And one day I just heard a sermon that was like, if you pray to God to open a door to enter someone into your life, be prepared, because he will. And I was like, yeah, okay. And so then I was just driving and I was like, okay, God, like, I am praying that you just enter someone in my life that needs to hear you, that needs to see your light, that can fill me, like, for a friendship. And I was just kind of starting, honestly, not really thinking twice of it. I was literally on my way to work. And at work, I got a text from someone I used to go to church with so long ago. And she was like, she's a mom. And she was texting me and she's like, hey, Brooke, someone in my small group is looking for a young adults community. And I saw on your social media that you're going to a young adults group. Can you reach out to her and just invite her? And I was just like, heck yeah, I can. And so then she, like, gave me her number. And then I invited her the next week and she came. And since then, we've been best friends. And
oh my gosh.
It's so crazy. And like, I have, like, my core group of girls that I'm like, oh my gosh, these are what God was telling me to wait for. Like, these are the friendships that mm-hmm. God was being, I'm so much better for you. And I know that it is confusing and that you are putting a timeline on it, but I am going to have you step into the exact season in the exact place that I have prepared those friendships for you. And I just walked into that door and I was like, okay, God, I kind of don't know what to do anymore and I'm giving it to you. And it's when I surrendered it that I now look back and I am like, God, what the heck? You hit me straight in the face. And I was like, that is so crazy. And so definitely had to navigate that a lot throughout school and navigate surrendering it to him, because I was definitely putting a timeline on it and like expectations on it when I didn't mm-hmm. even know what was happening. So definitely my advice on that is, it doesn't matter who you are, where you are, how old you are, no matter what season you are in life, like God will prepare friendships for you that mm-hmm. you are just so thankful for and so blessed for.
Friendships are such it's a forever journey. Like, as someone who's like, I have gone through so many seasons of friendships, like my college friends that I'm still like friends with, but not like when we were in college. And then like, I have my hometown friends that like are basically family, but it's like a different type of relationship. Then I had my like pre-saved friends and like, I still love them. But like, there comes a time where I think the best types of friendships and the closest ones and the most trusting friendships are the ones where it's kind of like a dating relationship. Like, you have the same target in mind. Like, so for friendships, like if the deepest part of you is Jesus, I genuinely believe that has to be the deepest part of your closest mm-hmm. friends, because how can you hold each other accountable? How can you set each other to the standard that you know they want if you don't actually believe in the same, you know, things they believe in? And so really, getting to that, like if you're listening and you're struggling with having deep friendships and getting to a deep level with your friendships, maybe pray to God and ask him to bring someone into your life who's at your level really of intimacy with God and someone you can share that with. I'm not saying obviously you can't be friends with people who don't love Jesus. That's the opposite of what I'm saying. But in order for you to be served in the friendship, I feel like you have to share that intimacy, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally.
Does that make sense?
And yeah, absolutely. Because yeah, we're not meant to live life alone, that we are questioning, that we're exactly navigating. And it's like three strands together, like can't break. And I think being surrounded by girls that, like you said, like are on your same level mm-hmm. and that will hold you accountable. But mm-hmm. also like prayer is our strongest weapon. And so when you're going through something, instead of them like turning their back on you or just sending a text mm-hmm. being like, oh, well, like hope you feel better, like they're actively praying mm-hmm. for you. That they're like, the only way I can physically help is through prayer. And that is truly our biggest weapon. And mm-hmm. so someone that will like pray for you silently, but also like pray with you mm-hmm. just openly. And I think that has just been mm-hmm. so cool to have and be surrounded by.
Mm-hmm. So good. I'm so encouraged and inspired by you. I know so many of our listeners are going to be, you're so well-spoken. I'm not surprised that you lead youth ministry, because you definitely have that gifting and anointing. So I'm honored that you came on the show today. And is there any books you recommend? Any last minute best word of advice?
Book-wise, everyone will know that knows me, I want to be a reader, but I am truly trying my hardest to get there.
We're the same.
But I feel like book talk and like book Instagram, all the things are so big right now. And all my friends, like when we hang out, that's all they talk about. And I'm just like in the corner.
Yeah,
but I'm trying. I'm going to try. But for like a Christian book, I'm reading Ruthless Elimination of Hurry. And that is so good. Truly slaps me in the face and like calls me out so hard. So I definitely recommend that book. I love like Bible books, all that. But yeah, trying to get into the like fun reading, but mm-hmm. I recommend that book for religious.
I've just come to terms with the fact that if reading is never going to be fun for me. Like, I enjoy faith yeah. books. Like, when I went through my singleness season and I was trying to learn about like dating and sex and what God says all about it, I was obsessed with reading because it was like, it felt informational. Like, I was gathering data.
Absolutely.
But I'm not like a nonfiction or like, I'm, you know what I mean. I don't even know the terminology for books, but I'm not a reader unless it's like, yeah, I have the book, The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry. Of course, I haven't read it yet, but I'm inspired. So thank you.
It's so good. Read it. I was like, okay, that one I like can't put down, but yeah, I'm the same way. I'm like, oh, I could do something else. So, like,
I love it. We're on this. We get each other. Between the history trips and the book reading, we're aligned. Yes. Well, thank you so much. Such an honor to have you. And yeah, we'll be believing for all your dreams for you.
Thank you so much.